You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
You can tell a lot about a business by how it handles the details. On-time pickups, clean vehicles, safety that's never up for debate. But when transport becomes more than just movement, when it becomes about trust, reputation, and customer experience, you know you're in the presence of someone who gets it. Tonight, that someone is Ngucuko Dube, founder of ND Shuttles, a business that has turned getting from A to B into a masterclass in reliability, systems, and service. Ngucuko isn't just in the transport business, he's in the consistency business, in the solutions business, in the people call you back because you showed up business. And what started as one vehicle has grown into a trusted name in corporate travel, scholar transports, and private shuttling. In a country where logistics is often a weak link, he's building strength, structure, and scale. So tonight we get into the real roadmap, the engine behind the entrepreneur, the technical gears of his operation, and why ND Shuttles isn't just another business, but a business that runs like it knows who it's serving and why it must never stop moving. Ngucuko, hello.
Hi there, how are you guys doing?
Oh, wow, how are you?
Oh, we're good.
On brand, it sounds like you are in a shuttle of some sort.
I just had to people from the car speaker.
Are you doing well?
Now I'm doing well, no complaints. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Okay, let's rewind. Tell me about your very first step into business. What pushed you into entrepreneurship and why transport in particular?
So why transport? It's a long time coming for me.
Okay.
I've always been very business minded. So branching off into transportation, I saw a gap.
Okay.
That I'm trying, or I'm slowly covering up. So with this shuttle business, it has grown over the past year, and with the retaining of clients and the service that we provide, it has helped us reach new heights.
A lot of what you said got me curious. Firstly, when you said it was a long time coming, I thought, ukulele in a home labik na mateksi corn.
No, not at all.
But secondly, when you said there was a gap, it got me curious. What is the gap that you are seeing, and in what ways are you trying to fill it?
So what we focus on at ND Shuttle, we're a premium transportation and shuttle company, right?
That's right.
And the gaps are in corporates, airport transfer, private events, which includes your funerals, weddings, and parties. And I'm also offering chauffeur services.
Yeah.
You know. Not then you. The highlights and everything as well, you know, we try to be as elegant as possible.
Yeah.
Provide safety for our clients. Always punctual, you know, having quality and comfort and customer service as our key guides.
Now, you built this from the ground up. What was the moment that made you say, yeah, this is actually working, man?
You know, growing up, I watched people like hustle,
okay,
you know, day in, day out. And I knew I wanted my own, you know? And also move with purpose.
Yeah.
So that's what brought me into starting my own shuttle service. Because I wanted something to have for my staff, but also offer excellent service. behind the brand.
Yeah. And when you reflect on your earlier challenges, whether it was funding, permits, trust, or even visibility, what was the biggest hurdles, or what were the biggest hurdles for you, and how did you overcome them?
So lows. I'll start with my lows first. It was the financial strain, of course.
Yeah. And what do you mean by that? When you say, of course, you're assuming that we know the story. What do you mean?
Like, you know, every business, you have to put in some money of your own.
Yeah.
You never know if it's going to work. It's a 50-50 shot, you know, but at the end of the day, you got to go in full force, you know, because you know what you're investing in.
Yeah.
So the financial strains were the fuel, the maintenance, the advertising. You know, we also competition from bigger companies.
Yeah.
Not the only shuttle business.
Mm.
You know, there was also things of traffic delays.
Okay.
You know, if robots are not working, it affects everything.
Mm.
You know, also business systems, building up business systems.
Yeah.
Systems, taxes, bookings, you know, customer service and all of that.
I'm a pothole, ngapa. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Cars getting stuck on your way to a client. You know, overflow of bookings.
Yeah.
You know, having to find outsourced guys to also help in as well.
That sounds like a nice life problem, though. Oh, booked and busy. I can't take you on right now. I've got too many people fawning over my service.
No, look, it does get busy, you know. Like, within, now that we're approaching summer, bookings have started coming in. So obviously, planning for those is also exciting. It is exciting.
Yeah. And about the money, your 50-50 chance. Tell us about it. I'm very curious because you were gambling. Right? You were really gambling with your money. And did it pay off immediately? Or were there some blunders where you're just like, yena ayagwini?
You know, at the beginning, when you're investing, yes, there were a bit of hiccups. Because you're in and out of agency meetings, hotel meetings, corporate meetings, just trying to put stuff out there. So obviously, you have to use your personality to win these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and also selling the story, telling them you're starting from scratch, you're building from scratch.
Mm.
No investors, you know, it's just you, yourself, and your company and the team behind you. So, did it pay off or is it paying off? Only time can tell, but I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah. That's positive. That's really good. And what do you think is misunderstood about the transport business, especially by outsiders or first-time entrepreneurs even?
Look, I think people want safety and we are like, what's the word? It's running away from reliability. You know, and there's things like Uber, Bolt, people can use, but that's not the setup we're not following. It's identifying your client.
Yeah.
You know, every client is different. You know, if a client wants to go to Kruger National Park, they can't use a Taxify or Bolt there or Uber there. You know, it's strictly you and the client planning that. So, with the shuttles and all the e-hailing things, there's a big difference between shuttle services and e-hailing.
Tell us what this big difference is, because I remember I spoke to another guy in the shuttle business as well, and he says he started out as an e-hailer, right? Or not? He can't be the e-hailer. E-hailing service provider, something like that. But he started out in the e-hailing space. And at some point, he was just like, yeah, man, I'm making money for somebody else here. Why don't I just get my car and build my own thing? So what is it that made you choose private shuttle services versus Uber and Bolt and all of those things? What was the big difference that you saw?
As I mentioned at the beginning, it's about ownership. You know, you want to have something that you've had and that you're in control of. Look, there's a lot of people will fight me on this, but like e-hailing, there's no money there.
Ah.
You know, especially if you're a guy who's renting a car from an owner, there's just a lot there. So I preferred like working with agencies, corporates, getting my name out there, being under their supplier door to door.
Yeah.
So that has helped as well, you know, because you've got a lot of executives flying in and out of Joburg.
For sure.
So, and they also want that premium service.
To
you know, look, I'm picking you up at your house. I'm taking you to the airport. On your return, there's someone who's going to pick you up.
Yeah.
Or well, before someone picking you up, there's a lady at the airport with the board, with your name. You know, the whole, look, I didn't really invent the wheel.
I use
the tools that were already there.
I mean, it makes people special. Imagine coming to the airport and you're seeing, even if it's not for you, if you're the one coming out of those doors and you see someone's name and someone rushing, you're like, oh, you're someone important.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that has also helped us retain our clients as well. And also offering, as I said, elegant service.
Yeah.
As well as just staying on these databases is very important.
And you know what? Elitism or exclusivity is such a great selling point. Because when you think of an Uber, everybody gets an Uber. You just need to get the app and you click there. You're just like, everybody else does this. When you start talking about executives, about people in higher ranks, they don't want to do what everybody else is doing. And so it's 100%. Such a beautiful niche market to be in.
Yes, 100%. It's we try and keep it as like exec as possible. That's our domain. But we do offer other additional services.
Yeah, on the side. You can't leave money on the table now.
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you'll get a client who will say, "You know, I don't like Ubers because I don't know what car is coming to pick me up from a day-to-day basis." So you're like, okay, ma'am or sir, where do you stay?
Yeah.
From that, you do a monthly quote for them, which is very competitive as well.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, the client will accept it.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So, you know, every morning I'm picking you up at 7:40. I'm taking you to work. You want to be picked up at 7:30 in the evening. I pick you up at 7:30 in the evening and return you to your residency.
Yeah.
So it's those small gaps that you find from guys who are willing to pay that extra for life and comfort. That does help.
Yeah. As I'm hearing you speak, I'm like, what are these questions that are prepared? This is just the person to talk to because you sound so insightful. And at this point, I really wanted to help somebody. And I know, please don't think, you're trying to create competition for me. It's not that. Because I think there's enough room for all of us, right? There's enough pie. There's enough pieces of the pie for all of us to have. And so I really wanted, I want this part of the conversation to be a masterclass of sorts. So we'll speak on the logistics of success. See what I did there?
Yeah, 100%.
So if someone wanted to enter the shuttle or private transport space, I'd love for you to give them 3 non-negotiables that they need to have in place from day one.
From day one, you need a vehicle.
Okay.
Your permits.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, your service.
Uh-huh.
You can't not have those three.
Let's talk about them individually. So a vehicle, it would help if you had your own. But if you don't have anything luxury or elite, it sounds like quite an investment to make.
Yes, 100%. You need to use money to make money, unfortunately.
Mm.
There's no taking shortcuts.
Yeah.
It takes short, you know, so you would want to do everything by the book.
Mm.
As I said, it was tough at the beginning, starting out, putting X amount in. And over the year, you can see your investment paying off.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, as you would want to start, and you would want to be an outsourcer, but you don't own the product.
Mm.
Another individual owns the product.
Yeah.
So, in hindsight, you need a car.
You need a car.
You need a car.
And it also sounds like you're going to need good credits if you're going to get a good car. Like, and I'm assuming that people don't have 500,000 or a million sitting somewhere for a car or a fleet. So a good credit will get you a good car. Yeah?
Yeah, good credit will get you a car. Look, you don't want to buy, especially in this business, you don't want to buy a car cash.
Mm.
Because you would want to have cash flow as a retainer in case there's a rainy day that happens.
Yeah,
you have backup.
Yeah.
Versus you paying for a car X amount, let's say, what, 10,000 rand a month? But that car is generating 6,000 rand a month for you.
Yeah.
You know, so those you need to be very cost savvy as to where your money goes. And how you want to help
them. Yeah. Now, let's help this person match the car with the market. So if you can just give you at a very high level, if the market is X, this is the car that they can think of getting. And of course, this is not prescriptive. It's just a consideration. So please just run me through that. If the market is perhaps just individual people or corporate clients, let's do some car matching.
Car matching. So I will start with sedans, right?
Okay.
Your 7-seaters.
Mm.
So your sedans can be basic entry. You can get yourself a Toyota Quest.
Uh-huh.
It's long enough. It's spacious.
Yeah.
You can fit between 1 to 3 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable. I wouldn't push 4. But because depending how tall your driver is as well.
Mm-hmm.
You still want your clients to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Then if you have... If you want to go for luxury now, sedans, that'll be your C-Class or your BMW 3 Series.
Yeah.
Then if you want to take it up a notch, you can get your S-Class, your 7 Series. Those are for your delegated government officials.
Mm-hmm.
So there are stages where you can cater for each level.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's from a sedan point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Then your 7-seaters, your Vianos.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a Viano, you can have a H1, you can have a Stratia, Amharia.
Mm-hmm.
Those work well in your 7-seaters. From a price point of view, your H1 will be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Then your V-Class is more luxury premium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, got it. The second thing you mentioned was permits. Now, I drive a hatchback, and the only thing that resembles a permit for me is a driver's license. So when you say permits, are you talking about PDPs?
Well, PDPs for your drivers.
Okay.
Your permits, you need an operating license.
Oh.
In order to be a shuttle business.
Interesting stuff.
You can't transport people without that permit. That is a very crucial permit.
Yeah.
In case something happens, it goes with your insurance as well.
If
I don't have that permit and I'm in an accident, the client, insurance won't cover for that.
Yeah.
Because it's a paid fee.
And where do we get this permit from? Who's the administering body?
Department of Transportation.
Okay.
So you go to the Department of Transportation. Depending on when you apply, the permit can take about 3 to 4 months to come out.
Okay.
Then you tag that permit with your insurance.
Mm.
So you have to have commercial insurance in order to be a successful shuttle.
Yeah. Alrighty. The third thing you mentioned was service, right?
Yes, service.
Talk to us about that.
Service is now know your client. Each client is different. So you need to understand who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So with corporates, it's easier if you're doing airport transfer because you have the same service right through. You don't need to know your client. You know which corporate I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm under the supplier board for Standard Bank and I know which division I'm picking up, I know what service they require.
Yeah.
So usually it's airport transfers. If you have a morning flight, try to be there 3 hours before. If the flight is at night, try to pick up your client by 6:30. Depending on where they stay, we have a 2-hour to 3-hour buffer for emergencies. Look, clients are different. Some want to go to the lounge when they get to the airport. So you also need to have to put that into the time factor.
Yeah.
So service is extremely important. If you're late once, it's like you've been late forever.
For sure. The mercy is very little.
The mercy is very little.
Yeah.
If you have an untidy car, it's not well stocked. You know, a client will be like, do you have water? If you say no.
What kind of service is this?
Eh?
What kind of service is this? Also because it's a considerate investment, right? So considerable investment rather.
100%. You know, so you want to cancel as much questions as the client has. The frequently asked questions that a client has, you need to have the solution.
Yeah. And I'm so happy you're touching on that because that's literally what I was going to get into next. Because many people think this business is just about owning a car.
No, there's
a technical back end, right? And I'd love to hear from you. What does it take to run a sustainable shuttle service? And I'm talking from operations to compliance. And you've spoken about these a bit. But like when it really comes to the back end, what does it look like?
The back end is your booking system. If a client is booking from me, what's your response like? How do you respond?
Yeah.
It's not like a dialogue. I need to get your pickup, your drop off. Is it a return client? Your times. Then from there, you punch that in your system. Then your system generates an invoice for them or a quote for them so that they get directly. If they accept it, we get it on our side. Then from a back-end point of view, now you have to see how many cars are available. But sometimes you get like 10 bookings.
Sure.
And you have 4 cars. Someone has booked. You know, it's in the system.
Yeah.
The money's about to hit in 2 days into your account. You can't now tell that client, no, sorry, your booking is now canceled.
Yeah.
You need to make provisions.
Yeah.
So your back end, you need to also have an emergency company or an outsource company that you work with in case of this overflow.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I would say. Like the booking system is very important. And this also touches with the customer service. You know, If I'm booking a trip to the airport, I want to have a price immediately. You know, like that's what you said. How much is it? How much is it going to cost? Let me make this payment. It's booked.
Yeah.
Then you get an email thing, you know, booking confirmed for extra days. That takes some time. So I would say the most important thing is your booking system.
Yeah. And I love that you're saying that because it doesn't even need to be sophisticated, right? But having a system makes you look sophisticated.
100%.
Unlike someone, okay, WhatsApp us. Oh, now it's, hi, sis. Oh, that is just like, actually, no, never mind. Let me go to people who take themselves seriously. So Systems.
System, and try and make it as automated as possible.
Mm.
So like the systems that we have with corporate is automated already.
Mm.
It's a system that they plug in all the clients that should be shared, we've created for them. We get the emails of how many people we need to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, we put it into our back office.
Mm.
Then find out what are available, you know.
Yeah.
They don't need to know all that stuff.
They don't.
Like the back. Mm. All they need to know is like, okay, we put it in the system. We confirm these bookings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a session earlier and they were talking about AI agents and how people are using AI agents to run their systems automatically. And it got me thinking about you and the system you're running. Is it an already existing system or have you had to do a little bit of some coding here and there?
Look, the back office is coded.
Okay.
Especially as I'll speak about my corporate clients.
Mm.
It's very coded because they also expect some sort of reliability from
you. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it mustn't be just an email thread that we send in. You know, it's a system that's in place.
Yeah, and that's the language they speak. That's the language they understand.
Yeah. But from a private point, like a private client, it's a different form of system. You give us the details. After that, you confirm your booking. Then we send you an email of your booking confirmation.
Mm.
This is the time the driver will be here. When you, before a driver gets there, there's a code that you need to give the driver.
Mm.
Just those small things to, you know, that also matter.
Yeah. And for someone starting out, maybe they won't have access to corporates yet, but they do want to go private. What system would you recommend to them?
You know, it's all about your niche, yeah.
Okay.
I won't say the way I work is not, I didn't get it from another person. I had to find my own system, you know, networking. You need to speak to people in IT. You need to speak to people in accounting.
Mm.
You need to speak to people in HR. You know, there's a lot of bodies that you need to speak to form one organization, you know. But if someone wants to start, you know, you need to have the drive first for movement, logistics, and also know what it takes. Ask people around, like, how do you keep up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now, what we're experiencing more for the summer is guys coming in from the US and Europe.
Mm.
They want private tours.
Yeah.
That price is now different from the price you charge the local.
Oh, but of course.
You know, so yeah. It's not a rant.
No. Yeah.
You know, or a euro sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you speak their language as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're quoting rants to them, it'll seem like a lot of money.
Yes.
But if you're quoting in their currency, it's like, oh, fair. You know,
and that mind twist is so interesting because if you quote in rands, it would look like a lot of money. But because of our conversion and how much you actually charge, well, it wouldn't be the same. But then it looks like little money to them.
Money.
Yeah.
So like a client, you can charge what? Let's call it $300.
Mm.
$300 is about what? 6,000, 7,000 rand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you quote 7,000 to them, it sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, so they're like, maybe we can negotiate it down. You know,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So with international clients, it's a bit different.
Mm.
There's a different rate for that.
Yeah.
And for the locals, we have also tried to keep it as competitive as possible.
Mm,
yeah.
And
so
what?
People are always on the news.
Yeah, literally. If you're not moving in Joburg or in South Africa, it feels like your life means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, what are the strategies that helped you build long-term client relationships and renewal in the space?
It's the service, back to the service, you know. If I mess up one time, my client is not going to call me back.
And you know what they're going to do? They're going to call their friend instead. Don't go there.
You know, you work on client reviews as well. So working, I'll bring corporate into it again. If I have to pick up 10 delegates tomorrow, and I just pick one up late, I pick all of them up late. Their heads. Even though I picked all the other 8 early, the one I missed is a bad review. I'm like, hey, we're not using empty shuttles anymore, guys. They're not punctual. They're late. No, the drivers are rude. They'll add things onto it. So it also starts with the driver. Like, some clients don't want to talk. You also need to engage when the client gets into the car. Do not be the one coming to the topic. Let's talk.
Yeah.
If the client is talking to you, try like brush it off a bit. But if they're continuous, okay, cool. This client wants to have a chat.
Yeah.
But the first thing you do, you greet, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Whatever time of day it is. If they respond back to you with the question, you answer it. You know, but if they don't respond back, you just keep fine.
You leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Yeah. Provide your service.
Yeah. Guptuko, let's talk pricing. I know people get a little bit itchy and iffy when it comes to money, but how do you balance affordability with profitability, especially in a competitive and often, well, yours is not informal, but in a competitive industry?
So what I do, I have a base fee.
Okay.
So my base fee is $650. Right, for the sedans. Then my base fee for my 7-seaters are $950. Then after that, depending on the distance, so between 0 to 50Ks, you're charging R10 per kilometer. But if it's above 50 to 200, you drop it down to R6 or R7 per kilometer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so good. That's so good. I'm pretty sure people who want to get into this industry are already calculating in their heads, which is exactly what I want. So they go into this knowing, having a good feasibility study for themselves, knowing what it can look like for them.
100%.
Yeah. And if someone is listening who's really interested and they're trying to formalize their side hustle, which is their shuttle business, what would you advise for them to get bankable, to get visible, and to get scalable?
If you want to scale in this business, it's connection. I've built my brand or my company or connection, word of mouth. You know, even we under other shuttle businesses for their overflow. And the shuttle space is very small. Everyone knows each other. You know, because we all need each other's expertise. I constantly do it on my own. But to scale yourself, you need to make noise.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to make a noise.
Yeah.
Be in people's faces daily, post daily, advertise daily. Use different strategies to pull clients. You know, corporates especially, what I've noticed currently, they have like maybe 10 different suppliers
in their roster. Yeah.
So if they enjoy one supplier, that's their goal.
Yeah. And it's the 80-20 rule, right? The whole 100%. Pareto principle. 80% of, or 20% of our clothes we wear 80% of the time.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. To constantly provide excellent service. I would not voice that louder. You need to have excellent service. You know, the way you deal with people.
Yeah.
Politeness, positiveness, smile, hygiene, look. dress well.
Mm.
You know, that's what gets you into these offices and meetings.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to shoot high, like, look, I'm at a point where we're trying everything right now.
Mm.
You know, if this doesn't work, cool. It doesn't block me from
trying something else. Yeah.
Keep trying something else. Because another division is sports that we also cover as one of, and that's also a growing one within our private school sector.
Okay.
There's a mom or a dad who doesn't just have time to pick up these stuff.
Mm.
You know, and it's very hard for them to find someone reliable.
Yeah.
Who can pick up their son in the morning, take them to after school sports, and drop them off at home.
Mm.
So we've now given parents the comfortability to say, look, easy mind, you don't have to worry about your child. If once we pick up your child, there's confirmation that your child has been picked.
Yeah.
And all our cars are monitored. So you'll be able to, if you call in the office, can you find out where this car is? This car is over here.
Yeah.
But your son has been dropped off over here. You'll be picked up at 4:30, you know. So that's another niche that you can. You don't just have to do one. You have to do everything.
And for you, the common thread is exclusivity.
Exclusivity.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you grow up in Lokshin?
No.
Ish. Then I was going to tell you a joke, but you're not going to get this joke.
Maybe I will.
Maybe
I will. I chill around the guys.
If you don't laugh, gugugo.
I'll laugh for you.
Okay. So I remember, I don't know if you remember these consensus or whatever that they used to do at school, where they find out of the kids who are in the school how many travel 50 kilometers, how many travel 10. Remember, so we were doing that. Our teacher was Miss Cock, and she was an old white lady, so she's doing that survey. And then I think there were like two or three kids who stay in the township, obviously, that weren't at school. So then we're like, I'm just going to make up names. Katlego and Shiba and Dogozo are not here. And then she says to us, oh, how do they get to school? And we were all like, with transport. because it's transport. And she looked at us like, everyone gets to school in transport. And we're like, no.
You know, like, and I hear what you're saying. It's a similar thing. Like,
yeah.
For them, e-transport was 20 of us in a quantum.
Yeah.
Even sometimes 30.
Exactly. And I'm telling you the story because now that I think about what we used to call transport and what you're talking about, sir, your son has been picked up. That is transport.
Yeah,
not what we were doing in a kumbi. You sitting there with the speaker at the back. What you're talking about? What you're dealing with is transport. Okay.
Yeah, transportation.
Yeah, transportation.
Yeah, we're in the logistics.
Yes, please recognize.
Yeah, so you need to have certain keys are very like it's a reminder.
Yeah.
For because remember, you're dealing with people at the end of the day, and you're not trying to brush off the wrong narrative.
Yeah.
So if your niche is the richer people, they have a certain way of doing things.
Yeah.
You know, they want organization. They want updates every second, especially if it's their child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then if you're moving on to corporate as well, you want to keep that niche as well.
Yeah.
Car always clean, you know, no dust on the car when I pick up the glass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to always have that certain level of comfortability throughout your corporate gigs, your airport transfers, and your tour guides.
Yeah. And it sounds like for you, the standard isn't even you. It's the clients you're serving. And I think when I think about service in that way, to say, no, what your client requires is what the standard is, not what you think is going to be good enough for them.
No. The standard starts with them.
Yeah.
No, as I said, know your client.
Yeah.
KYC your client.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You have formed your business. You know your business guidelines and your key indicators.
Mm.
You know what KPIs you're after. And with all that being said, your client at the end of the day can see that from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, this guy's not fooling us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
This guy knows exactly what he's
exactly
talking about.
Exactly what they're doing. Mm.
Let's try him out.
Mm.
Look, you never want to have an if things go bad, always, like, go good.
Mm. And you know, what happens when the standard is not up to par? Have you had instances where it wasn't as great as it could have been and you got feedback to say, sir, that wasn't up to scratch?
Not to boast, no.
Mm, that's so good.
My service has, I'm strict on service.
That is so good.
For my drivers as well. I'm very strict. It's not a decentralized organization. We're very centralized. Everyone is on the same page and everyone knows their job.
That's interesting, because I wanted to ask you what your approach to team building and finding people who actually care about your business as much as you do looks like.
So it's you do your normal interview processes. Team building, I haven't gotten into that as much. But there are coaches that do come in and train them how to, you know, when a client comes into the car, open up the door for them, pick up their suitcase. Don't let a client ever carry their suitcase.
Ah.
So that's one thing. Always open the door for your client. When they get into the car, offer them a bottle of water or offer them a snack. If they do want, you give them accordingly. So as I said, service and putting everything together, it's a package. If one thing is missing, everything else is missing.
Yeah.
100%.
Ah, love that. And what is the most satisfying client review or moment that made you pause and say, I built something beautiful here?
So I would use it as my tour guide. Part of it. Remember, these guys coming from America, there's an expectation on South Africa.
Yeah.
When they come. You know, they think lions are running up and down.
Of course.
Stanton, Roseback.
Mm.
You know. So you need to show them both sides.
Mm.
So I use a pyramid for them. Like any other country.
Yeah.
There's high, middle, and low.
Okay.
We're going to touch on all of those. So the low part of it, I'll take you to Westbury. Look, this is Westbury. This is dangerous.
I'm so glad you didn't say Soweto for low.
No. Soweto for me, I take it as high.
Thank you.
That's Nelson Mandela.
Ah, come on.
You know, like that's a big man we're talking about.
Yeah.
Make up to rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So Westbury, like the colored community, how they started out gangs and blah blah blah. Then you take them to the middle part of town. This is how people live in the middle part of the sector. You take them to the rich part of town, you know, Santons, Rosebanks, High Park. Then to take it out to answer your question, there's a place that we take our clients. I won't say it on air
because
they're not paying me for most.
Okay.
But there's a place we take them to try different types of food, African food. And for them, they were like, this is what we wanted to feel.
Yeah.
Because when they come here, they're like, we have Santons. We have the roses.
And that's food they can eat even at home.
Yeah. We know what McDonald's is.
Yeah.
So the best client satisfaction I've gotten is out of town. So if you're taking guys to Kruger National Park, if you're taking guys to Hatshepsut, if you're taking guys just outside Lanseria there, it's a different field. There's a lot of things to do outside there. So in terms of that, my clients from Europe and America, they enjoy that part of things. You know, like the breakdown. Also taking them to Soweto as well. You know, photos were taken, memories were built.
Yeah.
You know, so putting a customer is always the greatest thing.
And as we wrap up, where are you taking ND Shuttles next? Expansion? Franchising? New offerings, perhaps?
So the future plans for ND Shuttles is to expand in different provinces. Also creating a formalized booking app that you as a customer can easily go onto this app and book your trips. And also training and empowering new drivers and expanding the name ND.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. I mean, you've already started empowering them with this conversation. It was so insightful. And you know what? In sharing your business journey with us, you gave us a blueprint, and a blueprint in discipline, in trust. And I'm going to say this word because you probably said it a million times in this conversation, service. You've really reminded us, though, as we were chatting, that structure is freedom, and that in an industry where people are so used to delays and no shows and broken promises, it's still so possible to stand out simply by doing what you say you will do and doing it excellently.
And I have one more shout for the businessmen out there who want to start.
Let's go.
Where you are.
Yeah.
And what you have.
Yeah.
Don't wait for funding.
Yeah.
Hustle smart. Make noise. Deliver quality. Learn from every mistake you have. Build relationships, not sales. Your mindset is your engine.
Wow.
If it's positive, you'll go far.
That is so good. That is so good. I don't even know how to follow that up. But to everybody who's listening and who, because as you're speaking, I'm just like, I think I need a shuttle service from the studio to home. But then I was like, Sissy.
Look, we can do that. Pick up point.
Yeah. You know what? ND Shuttles to me sounds like reliability that people can set their watch to. And let everybody know where they can find you, how they can access your services. This was such an insightful conversation. You know what you're talking about. And even, you know, as you're talking about excellence and how you show up, I was like, yeah, it shows. Even for this conversation, you showed up excellently. And I'm so, so grateful for your wisdom and your time. So where do people find you? How can they book your services? And let's call it a night.
So thank you for having me, firstly.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to move in style and peace, you know who to call.
Oh, come on.
You can find us on Instagram, LinkedIn, and on email. ndshuttles@gmail.com. That's where you find us. ND Shuttles on all social media. For bookings, it's quicker with the email address.
Yeah.
Could you get respond quick with our systems that we have in place? But yeah, then if you want to give us a call, 081-381-2069.
And that's only if you want to move in style and peace. But if you want something else, you're not going to get it. Yeah. Yeah. Style, peace, excellence. Ngutuka, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. Have a lovely evening.
You too, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. I am Nompumelelo Mbonane. And I hope you've just made sense of your business. Sorry for that giggle. My producer is busy saying, do I want a shuttle from studio? Yes, ma'am. I want to move in style and peace. Do you mind? Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.